Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. The following Mishnah discusses a case in which the person who is working in the field, although he has a privilege to eat the produce or fruit while he's working the field, he can take money and relinquish the privilege instead in lieu of money. Kaitzitz Adami de Atzmai, a person can make a deal or stipulate for himself. He can go to the owner or the tenant, the landlord, and tell him that instead of me eating produce while I'm working, give me a certain amount of money and we'll call it even. I won't eat your produce and I'll take money instead. He can make the same stipulation. He can do the same deal for his sons or daughters who are gedolim. They are not minors. They are of age, more greater than bar and bas mitzvah. He can do the same thing for his Gentile slave or a maid, if they are gedolim, if they are not minors. He can do it for his wife. All these, they have understanding. All these cases are people who are bardas. They understand that there was a deal made that relinquished their privilege to eat the produce while they're working, and they completely understand such a concept, and they won't feel bad. He can't make that stipulation for his younger, for his minor sons or daughters. He can't do it for his avadim, his slaves or maids that are katanim as well, that are minors. He can't do it for his behemoths, for his animals. These people, these cases, these three cases, do not have the das. They don't have the understanding of what was created here. They will. The Torah gave the ability for somebody to eat the fruits while they're working the field as a gift. It's a pasuk in the Torah. So an adult can understand that this gift was removed, but a child cannot understand. It's like taking food away from an animal. Because they have no bardas, he cannot stipulate such an item for them. Mishnah Zayin, Hasaychras Apailam, somebody who hires workers, Lasais Benetaravai, Shalai, to work in his field for which is Netaravai. So we know the first 3 years that a field produces fruits, it is called Arla. You're not allowed to use those fruits. The third year, so year three to year four, is called Ravai. Those fruits have to be eaten or redeemed and taken to Yerushalayim. So those fruits aren't allowed to be eaten where locally, they have to be taken to Yerushalayim. So if somebody hires workers in this case, and they are working in his field during after the third year, which is the year of Ravai, they're not allowed to eat. Since this produce has to be brought to Yerushalayim, it's obvious that they can't eat it. They can't make the assumption that the owner redeemed it, and they can't assume this and say, I'm sure the owner redeemed it, and I'm going to eat it anyway. It is usher for them to eat it. Im loy haidian, however, if he didn't notify them before he hired them or while they were working that this field was Ravai, so they took the job thinking that they're going to have the privilege of eating in the field, and that's part of the reason they took the job, and all of a sudden they find out during the job or right before the job that they were not, that this is a field of net the Ravai and they can't eat, he has, because he hired them and he has a deal with them, he is required to paida the fruits and allow them to eat. He is responsible for giving them to eat, even of this fruit, by only being paida it. Then it would be mutter for them to eat it, or else they wouldn't have taken the job. Nisparsu igulov, if he hires them for specific cases, for instance, if he has a cake of figs, and he hires them to just press the cake, to press it together, to package it, Nisfachtu Chav Yosef, if his casks of wine open and he hired a few workers to seal it, so it's a very simple object, it's a very simple job, and the food was already processed, Harei Elo Yechli, they cannot eat because this food requires him to give Meiser on this food. And because he did not give Meiser on this food, he cannot eat it. However, Im loy haidion, if he did not notify them that this was the job that they needed to do, and that he did not give ma'aser, ma'aser or machilan, then he again, like the previous case, he is responsible to feed them, since they wouldn't have taken the job had they known that no ma'aser was given. Then he must give ma'aser, and then he is responsible to allow them to eat it, and then they can eat it once he gives ma'aser. It is mutter for them.